Following Seattle's lead, Los Angeles will bump the minimum wage there to $15 an hour by the year 2020. The LA City Council backed the increase yesterday. David Rolfe heads the Service Employees International Union in our local area. He's been a leader on the wage issue here and nationwide. I asked him how much credit Seattle can take for LA's push for a minimum wage hike.
About half. I would say that the $15 movement here, the fast food worker strikes, our mayor, Ed Murray, and the team he put together to negotiate the $15 increase really was in many ways the first big domino to fall. SeaTac, of course, came first as a citizen ballot measure that impacted just the hospitality and transportation sectors. But as far as broad-based municipal-wide minimum wage ordinances, Seattle was the biggest and the first. And after we did what we did, of course, we saw San Francisco go to 15. We saw San Diego go to 11 to 50. We saw Chicago go to 13. Proposals for $15 in a number of other cities. And the LA mayor originally proposed just above $13. The city council wanted to go one better and go to 15. And I think that the movement in LA deserves the other half of the credit, the labor movement and the immigrant rights movements in particular. But Seattle really set the standard that many other cities now are looking to live up to.
What kind of advice did you give minimum wage hike advocates in Los Angeles?
Well, we told them to be brave and to be bold and not to settle for less than $15.
How much is what the Los Angeles City Council passed yesterday like the law in Seattle?
Seattle's law is quite complex because our mayor, Ed Murray, really wanted to do this through a negotiated process that brought business and labor and community organizations together. And that's not to say every single business supports the $15 in Seattle, but frankly, the major sectors, hospitality, restaurants, the Chamber of Commerce, were all parties to this agreement. And it became a more complex agreement to get broader buy-in. LA is not quite so complex. It's essentially two schedules, a big business schedule for businesses with over 25 employees and a small business and community not-for-profit schedule for those with under 25 or who serve particularly distressed communities. So LA is probably a little easier to understand, but all of these cities really are now, what unites them all is they've all done a sizable wage increase and that they've done it in a way that will ultimately reach every worker in their city, not just some.
I'm talking to David Rolfe. He's president of the Service Employees International Union 775 here in Seattle. You've been winning this wage fight, it seems, on the West Coast, but no major East Coast city so far has passed a similar minimum wage hike. What's the difference?
Well, the mayors of New York and Boston certainly want to. They really have two things that are different. They have state preemption issues where state laws prevent cities from acting on minimum wages. And they also, many of those states don't have municipal ballot measures that put the tools in the hands of the voters. Now, I think in Washington, D.C., one city where there is ballot access, we're likely to see a $15 policy pass this year or next.
We mentioned that this Los Angeles increase is going to be the biggest test for supporters of increasing the minimum wage. Where do you see this issue going in the next 2, 3, maybe even 5 years?
Well, I think the fight for 15 is here to stay. What we've seen is a 40-year war against workers and the middle class in America. We were misled and we followed the wrong leaders who believed that the only way to grow the economy was by trickling down goodies from the rich to the rest of us. And that's just not how the economy works. If workers don't have any money to spend, then businesses don't have any customers. And I think that as we go into the presidential year in 2016, and for, I think, several years beyond that, we're going to continue to see Americans waking up to the fact that for 40 years they followed the wrong theory. And instead, what we need to do is grow the economy from the middle out. $15 is part of that. Paid leave time is part of that. Restoring some balance of power between workers and employers and negotiations is part of that. But really what it comes down to is this. 100 years from now, people will remember President Obama. They will not remember many of our senators, many of our celebrities, probably any of our labor leaders. But they will absolutely remember, and history will judge us based on whether or not we let the American dream slip out of our hands when it was at the moment of greatest risk.
That's David Rolfe. He's president of SEIU here in Seattle. This week, Los Angeles became the latest and largest American city to pass an increase to its minimum wage. They're proposing to climb to $15 an hour by 2020.